Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, a crypto exchange in Canada. Multiple cryptocurrency exchanges in Canada, as it turns out, may be restricting the yearly amount of cryptocurrency that people can buy. And this is evidently being done on behalf of the Canadian government or at the request of the Canadian government. But, of course, it goes without saying that if a company is restricting the amount of stuff you can buy from them, they're doing so on the behalf of a government.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's owned businesses before, none of which actually dealt in, you know, products, but like Chris Wade, or Mr. Penguin, rather, owns Think Penguin, which is a computer and computer parts place.
Yeah, online
here in
store.
Yeah. The concept of them saying, no, we're only going to sell each customer 5 computers per year is just absolutely insane. Any business person wants to sell you as much product as you want to buy from them.
They want to sell more, but it's hard to get things from China right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And none of them, no business owner out there was like, you know what? We've sold enough pizza, or we've sold enough hamburgers, or whatever. It's just absolutely insane. So, of course, the government is being involved in this, and other things governments are being involved in. The social media out there today is a buzz about California. Evidently, a few days ago, they announced a ban on gasoline cars. And now they're asking residents not to charge electric vehicles.
I saw that, too.
So, with California's power grid under strain due to extreme heat and high demand, the utility grid operator is asking residents to avoid charging their electric vehicles. This comes days after the state announced a plan to ban the sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. Of course, gas-powered cars, they don't need to be charged, so they don't use electricity.
The article that I saw today was on Zero Hedge, and it was posted at like 1 p.m. today. But I had an update when I clicked on it like an hour ago, and it said the temperature in California warmed up much higher than was expected, so it's like going on more for longer, or maybe like they just affirmed that they're definitely going to do this.
Well, it's California.
Crackdown.
They have heat and droughts every single year, so you would think at some point they would be a little accustomed to it. The California Independent System Operator, whatever that is asking residents for, quote, voluntary energy conservation over Labor Day weekend. And I have a related story about these voluntary energy cuts in California. We're going to get to that more. But the top 3 conversation actions are to set thermostats to 78 degrees or higher. In California, 78 degrees is pretty hot.
I can't sleep in something like that.
I could if I had, you know, I don't know, maybe the windows open and a nice fan going on high, and as well as a ceiling fan or something like that. I probably could tolerate 78 degrees, but it's certainly hot. And that's what they're being told in California. That's what they're being told to use as their temperature setting. Also, avoiding the use of large appliances and charging electric vehicles, and turn off unnecessary lights. Residents are being asked to limit energy usage between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
I remember like 3 years ago when people didn't tolerate the government doing things to them inside their houses. Like, I remember when it was crazy that the kids doing Zoom, which even though we were tolerating a lot of government crap back then, well, not we, but the people, there were, like, kids who, you know, got in trouble for things they were doing inside their own house during school over Zoom, and people were like...
That's right, there were.
People were freaking out about that, but nobody cares that the government is not telling you, make sure you turn off your lights when you leave a room, like they're your dad, literally.
So California is warning residents to prepare for voluntary energy cuts and other energy measures, such as turning down the air conditioning, foregoing electric vehicles, and all these other things, for a period of excessive heat expected to last through Tuesday. Now, I'm a little confused here. I thought California was all about the windmills and the solar energy and all of that kind of stuff, none of which would be impacted by the heat. Is it? Are they suggesting, perhaps, that their green energy measures, like the windmills and all of that, are incapable of meeting the demand in California that we're about to see as a result of these increased prices? An excessive heat warning is in effect through much of Southern California, with the National Weather Service warning of dangerously hot conditions that could climb as high as 115 degrees in some parts of the state. So that's hot. 115 degrees. Look.
Yeah, but how many people live in the hottest part of the state? Isn't that like Death Valley?
I don't know how many actually do, and it, obviously they're not going to say, but like if I'm outside doing something and it's 115 degrees and I go inside and it's as hot as 78 degrees, I'm going to be upset. That's how you end up with people standing in the freezer door, like, with their head inside of it, right, trying to cool off.
I did that when it was, like, 82 degrees here yesterday.
And it packed full long-duration heat waves. So this is going to last for a while, evidently, as expected, through Labor Day. That's I don't know, what's that, about a week or so? I don't know exactly when Labor Day is.
Neither. It's in September.
Yeah, a friend of mine said, oh, well, you know, we're going to do this around Labor Day. I'm like, can you give me an actual number date? Because that's useless to me. I don't celebrate your stupid federal holidays. Tell me what day it is, and I'll arrange that accordingly. But saying, oh, well, we're going to Boxing Day or whatever. Well, thanks. Why don't you just give me an actual date?
I think Labor Day moves around, too. It's like the second something or whatever. It's not always the same date, so yeah, I hate.
That's even worse, right?
I know Beyonce's birthday is September 4th, but.
Meanwhile, temperatures in California are expected to be 10 to 18 degrees warmer than usual. And, of course, they're going to blame this on global warming, saying that the reason it's hotter is because of global warming or whatever. It's like, okay, well, okay, that aside, I wasn't aware that global warming was supposed to cause a 10 to 18 degree shift in the temperature, at least this quickly. If weather or grid conditions worsen, the ISO, it doesn't say exactly, the independent system operator, whatever the hell that is, because it doesn't say, may issue a series of emergency notifications to access additional resources and prepare market participants and the public for potential energy shortages and the need to conserve. The power grid operator expects to call on Californians for voluntary energy conservation over the long weekend. So it's voluntary right now, this whole request to set thermostats to 78 degrees or higher. I don't know how they're going to enforce that anyway, short of the police going from door to door, be like, hey, I need to check the condition, the temperature of your AC or whatever. Plus, temperature doesn't really mean a whole lot, right? If you have really good insulation in your house and a very powerful air conditioner, then 78 degrees is like trivial to it. But if you have a cheap air conditioner or you don't have very good insulation or whatever, and you set it on 78 degrees, it's just going to run constantly.
Yeah. Wait, so are they just calling businesses market participants now?
I don't know what they're referring to as far as market participants. I assume they mean the energy companies. That's my best guess, because I assume they mean energy market. But, of course, you know, this is modern journalism, so they don't bother to say what any of these terms mean or what the hell they're talking about. They just, you know, throw out terms like the California Independent System Operator.
Yeah.
And don't give you the slightest idea what the hell that is.
Sounds like a computer part or something.
It doesn't sound like someone who's in charge of the electricity in California, but as it turns out, that does seem to be it. If left unmanaged, the power demanded from many electric vehicles charging simultaneously in the evening will amplify existing peak loads, potentially outstripping the grid's current capacity to meet demand. So people get home from work and they want to charge their cars or whatever, and the California energy grid is not set up to handle that amount of people charging their cars at once. Thank goodness.
Why not just have some people charge at night? Or ask some people to charge at night?
I guess they could, but then you got to figure out, you know, who's going to? Who's going to remember to go out there 2 hours after they've been home to go out there and, you know, charge their car? I wouldn't want. Just use gasoline. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tehiwa Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where your everybody to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And we're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Ken Doyle. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Ken is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. And as of tomorrow, it will be the only way, as far as I'm aware, to get access to the full version of the Free Talk Live radio show in podcast form. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of other perks, like an app-only Facebook group and stuff like that. But really, the reason you should join is because you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us reach a larger audience. Ken here is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Ken is giving $25 per month to the AMPS program. We don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you in. So thank you so much, Ken, for going above and beyond. Let's go to the phones. However, we have Josh on the line from New Mexico. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I appreciate your show. I listen to Free Talk Live probably since about 2012. Maybe Ron Paul keyword kind of got me into the show, but I was interested in your thoughts on the UFO controversy going on. I know the New York Times, of all publications, printed an article in 2017 talking about UFOs being a potential outlier, and then 60 Minutes also had a segment on it with Navy pilots actually talking about seeing what they're calling unidentified aerial phenomena.
What is the controversy?
Well, it seems like anybody that wants to talk about it is eschewed, but there's actual lieutenant commander who's an O5, and there's some other co-pilots along with him that are talking about seeing, you know, flying pills, what they're calling flying Tic Tacs. The Navy actually released three unclassified videos that you can see on YouTube. You can see it on the New York Times that are talking about UFOs or UAPs that defy physics. I don't know what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I've seen some of these videos. I mean, it's certainly compelling. I wasn't aware that there's a lot of... I know that certainly used to be the case, like during the 40s, 50s, all the way up into the 90s, the early 2000s, and even the early 2010s. If you were a military person and you mentioned anything about, you know, unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAPs or UFOs, unidentified flying objects or whatever, then that you were either laughed out of the room or it was ultimately destructive of your career. That has certainly changed a lot in recent years. You do have the three videos, as you mentioned, released by Navy pilots and stuff like that that are unexplained, and they certainly seem to show some sort of aircraft that is beyond the capabilities of Earth or human beings. And I know Congress recently, they put forward some sort of bill. I had it in my show prep, but we never actually got to it. And it was one of those ones that just wasn't interesting enough for me to keep as a tab open for the next 6 months until finally we got around to it. They recently passed or introduced a bill that seemed to suggest that they do not believe that all of these unidentified aerial phenomena are Earth-based in origin.
And yeah.
I think they use the term extra-dimensional or extraterrestrial, which, you know, I don't know what's going on with these things. I don't certainly don't claim to, but the American government doesn't seem to understand them or know what's going on with them either. And
all governments do this, and that's what I think is the weirdest thing. What else, what other subject is there that every single government all agrees upon? Other than,
in what way do they agree?
That they wouldn't talk about the UFOs that were all over Washington, D.C. I forget what that day was called. That's like a famous one. There was a bunch over Washington, D.C., multiple videos of them.
Well, from a security standpoint, and you were the American government, and most Americans believe that you were, you know, unstoppable, the most powerful, the most technologically advanced entity out there, and suddenly you had these lights all over the sky that you couldn't explain or do anything about, and
that's why you would think Russia would be like, United States can't do anything about these aircrafts flying over, you know, like all governments agree not to talk about it and to condemn people who talk about it. It's weird.
I don't know. If, I haven't paid attention to what governments really had to say about it beyond that. I know there was the one I think about the most was the Roswell incident, right, where something seemed to have crashed and they were like, yes, this is a UFO. And then a few days later, they're like, oh, we're sorry. Turns out that was a balloon.
It was a weather instrument, yeah.
Yeah. And people bought it, right? That to me was that was what told me that it didn't matter what actually happened. People were going to believe whatever lies the government told them, and if the government didn't tell them about it, then it didn't happen. There was the one over Texas a few years ago where something the size of a large, a small city seemed to fly over, I don't remember what Texas city it was, and they scrambled fighter jets to chase after it, and they couldn't catch the thing or do anything about it, and that was the end of it. And of course,
I didn't even hear about that one. There's just so many.
Not a single, well, I don't know about this one. Not a single damn person whipped out their cell phone and recorded a video of it, right? So, I don't know. In today's world, people not whipping out their cameras to record videos, I find that highly suspicious.
Yes, one of the interesting things is the video that you've seen probably from the 90s and the aughts were kind of grainy footage. So I can't tell, my bias is that some of them are potentially hoaxes, but maybe some of them are not. I know Harry Reid, he was a Democratic senator. He was actually the lead senator in the Senate in the aughts and the teens, requested this. He was a senator from Nevada. He was laughed out of the room early on. But he seemed to get some headway in this, and then there was the Senate report that was put out last year, and some of this seems to be I just can't tell if it's real or not.
Well, if the government is treating it like it's a real thing, I mean, that to me suggests that it is real, not because I believe what the government has to say or anything like that, but because I know that they're control freaks. And if there's something happening above the American skies that they don't have control over, they want to take control over it. So what do you think is going on? Are these extra-dimensional beings, extraterrestrials, or these hyper-advanced Russian aircrafts? Are these humans from the future? What do you think is going on?
Well, the imagery that they're catching it on in the Navy was off the coast of California and toward the Baja, down there on the west side of the Baja of Mexico. And that's where the Navy runs a lot of their exercises. But it seems like, that once again, the footage was grainy. The first one that they released was from 2004. And then there was one from 2014.
Right. I hate to cut you off there, but, I mean, thank you so much for the call tonight, Josh. There's certainly a lot of footage out there. It's hard to know what is real and what isn't.
I think you should just go try to look at it for yourself, because I know plenty of people have seen these things for themselves, and you should watch The Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind to learn how.
603-283-6160. What do you think's going on in the skies? Are these aliens, extraterrestrials?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal drug agents are warning about drug cartels trafficking colored fentanyl into the United States as a way to get children addicted to it. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre explains how she believes the Biden administration is addressing the fentanyl trafficking.
We have the $80 million that DHS just announced today on drug prevention, and the president has taken many steps. He's made this a priority to make sure that we attack a very dangerous drug, serious drugs in this country.
Critics argue securing the southern border is the only way to stop fentanyl from ending up in kids' hands. A new Harris poll found that 6 in 10 adults say they want to be a billionaire someday. That same poll found that 40% of people polled say they hate millionaires and they should pay higher taxes. USA Radio News. The United Nations is taking a look at a Ukrainian nuclear plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way towards Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temperatures to climb into the lower 100s for many today and Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This as California grid officials are warning of blackouts and urging residents to set their thermostats at 78 degrees or higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And we were talking about other stuff, but, you know, as I mentioned during the last call, when Josh wanted to talk about unidentified aerial phenomenon, I did have a story in show prep about this very subject and Congress doing a thing about it. And I was able to find it during the break, so I want to get into it a little bit because it is interesting. And I don't necessarily, I've read the operation, I don't even remember the name of it now, Project Blue Beam or something like that. It's this book that that claims that the U.S. government is going to use the pretext of an alien invasion, an extraterrestrial alien invasion, in order to clamp down and take control of Earth more strongly or whatever, but it was going to cause what a lot of people don't realize because they never actually bothered to read the book, is that it's not just this claim that the U.S. is going to have a false flag attack that is an alien invasion. No, if you read the book, it's hardcore Christian nonsense.
I was about to ask if it was because my parents believe in something like that, and I don't think they've ever read that book specifically, but I feel like I've heard them reference it, and definitely what you're describing is what my parents believe because of, like, Christian speakers on God TV and stuff.
Yeah, it is entirely that, where it's a pretext for the Antichrist to take over, and the book is badly written, it's completely unsubstantiated, there's not a single source through the entire thing, it's just some lunatic Christian envisioning some scenario that for the, he's read the book of Revelation and he's come to this conclusion, and somehow, somewhere, he's concluded that there's going to be a fake alien invasion, and he wrote a book about it. And conspiracy theorists out there talk about it like it was leaked from the U.S. government, like this is a real thing that they're going to do. They've already told us they're planning it or whatever. I'm like, dudes, it's no, it's nonsense.
Just because it's Project Bluebeam sounds governmenty.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if the government was going, realistically, if the government was going to have an alien invasion, a fake alien invasion, they wouldn't call it Project Bluebeam. It would be called, like, Project Pistachio or something like that, because they don't name things so obviously that, except I think Operation Desert Storm was pretty on the nose, but the rest of, like...
But that wasn't, like, secret. Like, Paperclip is... one that has nothing to do with paperclips.
Right, that's generally the way they do things. It was, you don't want your code name to suggest at all what the project is actually about, basically. So that book, Project Bluebeam, complete nonsense. However, now we are hearing a lot about UFOs, and we do have these people coming out of the woodwork to say things like, ah, see, we told you the next stage after this COVID-19, the scamdemic, they tell us, now that next they're going to do the alien invasion. Well, there is stuff going on, but there's been stuff going on with UFOs through most of my life, and it's just a matter of to what degree the U.S. government and the U.S. government people were willing to admit it.
I mean, it does freak me out a little that the government is suddenly admitting it. And my first thoughts go to, like, what my parents always say, like, they're going to use that to, you know, put the Antichrist in control because... people will be so freaked out because of aliens and they'll want the government to help them and stuff. But the other thing I think is, how stupid does the government look the more people that find out that there's something going on? The government is just, you know, denying it for centuries or, you know, decades, I mean, at least. So they could be coming out and saying it, you know, soft, saying, yes, there is something going on because it's just so obvious instead of because they have some secret plan. I don't know.
It's unclear, and I like watching these, quote, documentaries about UFOs and stuff like that. It's hard to know which things they're just completely making up and which things are actually true. But it does seem, I don't remember which one I watched most recently, but it did seem to suggest that the U.S. military does have a standing order to not engage with these aircraft where they pop up. And they do seem to pop up, it seems, around nuclear facilities and around war zones. A recent congressional document has revealed plans to divide unidentified flying objects or unexplained aerial phenomena into two groups. Those that are understood to be human-made, in which case they're not really unidentified flying objects or unexplained aerial phenomenon, and those that are not.
Unexplained flying objects?
That seems to be what they're suggesting. They're dividing UFOs into two groups. One that are human-made... and ones that are not.
So does that mean, like, the ones that someone takes a video and they're like, well, look at this thing, and it turns out to be a satellite or whatever?
Well, in that case, it's not unidentified. It's identified, right?
No, but unidentified to the person coming out with the video. They're like, whoa, it's an unidentified flying object, and then later it comes.
That's not how something is classified as a UFO, though. I mean, it has to be, you know, if no one out there is able to come up with an explanation of it or an identity for it, that's what makes it a UFO. But just because I get a picture of something flying overhead and I don't know what it is, it means it's a UFO to me. But if I was to submit it online and say, look, guys, a UFO, and someone was like, no, that's clearly a paper bag.
But I just mean just an explained one. Right? Because how else would they be explained?
It's not a UFO.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's not a UFO anymore.
Right. It also expands upon the scope of UFOs, which are no longer limited to just flying objects, hold on, by redefining them as unidentified aerospace undersea phenomena, which is interesting because we've always heard the allegation that UFOs can go into the oceans without pulse or whatever. They enter the ocean as easily as they enter through, as easily as they pass through air or whatever. So evidently, their new definition of UFO includes crafts that are capable of operating under the sea as well as in the air.
Now, sounds like some Bermuda Triangle stuff.
It does. And as human beings understand, these are two very, very different things. Flying through the air is very, very different from swimming through the ocean. The document is an addendum to the Intelligence Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2023. It's apparently destined for a new... Why would they even say something like that? They tried to do a Superman spoof here that I tried to skip over it because it's just so cringy. Why would they even bother? And I wasn't successfully in skipping over all
of it.
He's
an alien, right?
Who? Superman?
Superman.
He is, yes. An illegal alien at that. I mean, he didn't get his papers. He didn't, you know, get his green card or whatever.
No, he just has a fake identity. That's true.
Yeah, that's even better. Congress made two startling claims. The first is that cross-domain transmedium threats to the United States national security are expanding exponentially. What in the world is a cross-domain transmedium threat?
Cross-country domains, trans, air, and water. So stupid.
It would be nice if, you know, journalists today would bother to explain what these terms mean. You can't just say cross-domain transmedium threats and allow that statement to stand on its own. Your job as a journalist to go, what the hell does that mean?
But then they won't be able to gatekeep information and feel smart.
That's true. The second is that it wants to distinguish between UFOs that are human in origin, and again, those are not. Adding temporary non-attributed objects, or those that are positively identified as man-made after analysis, will be passed to appropriate offices and should not be considered under the definition as unidentified aerospace undersea phenomenon.
Well, why would they be? Why would we even expect things that got debunked as, you know, a satellite or whatever to be categorized on your stupid paper or whatever?
So evidently they say transmedium, which is the term that the Pentagon has recently adopted for its U.S. Hold on. One key word in the congressional report is transmedium, which is a term the Pentagon has recently adopted for its UFO group that has emanated out to other agencies. Well, way to define the term without actually defining the term. Telling us that the Pentagon came up with it doesn't actually tell us what it means.
Yeah, what does other agencies mean, like in the government or throughout different governments?
Well, I don't care what agencies are using the term. I just want to know what the hell the term means. Maybe this is it. Technology that would be able to travel through different media, space, air, and water. So, okay, it's a vehicle. A transmedium vehicle is a vehicle that can travel through space, air, and water. I don't know why it took them so long to get into that. 603-283-6160. Are aliens coming? Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions on whatever happens to be important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And today is it. This is the final day that the full version of the radio show is going to be available to everyone as the podcast version. After tonight, it's only going to be at amps.freetalklive.com, so sign up for it there. It only takes $5 per month in there. There probably will be at some point in the future, we haven't really decided or talked about it, so some alternative way for people to get the full version that they want, but I think no one is going to want to, or few people are going to want to. I think the improved version of the podcast is going to be what appeals to people. So check that out. You'll want to resubscribe to all of the feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com.
So the improved shortened version will still be free?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's 15 minutes longer than it would be.
It's sort of backwards, in my opinion. Like, the improved version is free, but the longer version that has a bunch of stuff that we're cutting out because it's not as good to make it into the improved version is not free as a result. So a little bit backwards, but yes, the improved version will be free for everyone who wants to check it out. You can subscribe to the RSS feed at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to find it. And that's happening tomorrow. So today's the last day. After tomorrow, you'll need to go there and resubscribe. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
I heard a person we know that works on some stuff outside our house listening to the show that we did where we talked to that Etienne LeBoit guy, whatever his name is,
yeah,
who thinks we're all feds. I heard him listening to it on, like, 2x speed. It was like, blah, 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 blah. And it's because, you know, it's because the long version is just so long. You have to listen to it super fast, like the way all the talks.
It is long. I mean, it's like, it's a 2-hour show, right? It's a 3-hour radio show. But when it comes down to a podcast, it's just under 2 hours. It's like 1 hour and 57 minutes or something like that. And when you break it all down, like 6 minutes of that that is us, you know, 30 seconds prior to the break when we don't want to get into a topic too deeply or something like that. So it's just very surface level. So 6 minutes of the show right there can be cut out. And then when we come back from a break, we have to reintroduce ourselves, reintroduce the show, give our names, our number, all of that kind of stuff. And that at best takes an additional 30 seconds if there's no live read or whatever. Sometimes it can take, like this one here, we came back, what, almost 3 minutes ago, and we're still in the process of coming back into the topic that we were discussing. So all of that stuff sort of gets cut out of the new version. So it's just the content of the show. And I think people are going to like it. So check it out, feeds.freetalklive.com. It is a lot to ask, right? And the video feeds, like, we have some trolls who watch us every night on YouTube, and we have people who watch the show as well. Don't get me wrong, but we have these trolls who every single night, they're there on YouTube spending 3 hours of their time live. It's like they make time to watch Free Talk Live. And that's a remarkable level of dedication. I've been away from... I've been using on-demand content for such a long period of time that the idea of making time out of my day to go and watch this show, I'm not doing it. I'll watch it at my convenience, or I'll listen at my convenience.
That's true. I haven't had to do that since I was like a little kid watching Disney Channel, like, oh, the new Hannah Montana comes out at this certain time. I haven't had to do that since, yeah, I was a little kid.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I didn't watch The Anarchist, which you can find on HBO as it was releasing, because that's just not the way I do things anymore. That's an inferior way of consuming content as far as I'm concerned.
But when I listened to Free Talk Live before I met you guys, the way I listened to it was on air. Yeah, all 3 hours, because I could just drive around. It was the perfect time. It was the time I did Uber Eats at night, because it was 6 to 9 for me.
That's fair. I mean, if you're driving around anyway, you know, delivering or doing your job or whatever, that's completely understandable. If you're just doing something at your desk so you've got the radio on, that's very different from these people who are, like, watching our video feeds each night.
Yeah, they get mad when there's no one there to look at. Which is really weird.
It is weird. So we're talking here about UFOs and what these various... Because, of course, the government is going to come up with all sorts of meaningless jargon, like transmedium, which is a vehicle that can operate both in space, air, and water. One of my favorite lines from Futurama was when they ended up taking their spaceship underwater. And someone asked the question, you know, how many atmospheres of pressure, because that's how they measure, you know, pressure on the outside of the ship. How many atmospheres of pressure can the ship maintain? And the professor goes, well, it's a spaceship. So anywhere between 0 and 1. And it's not something I would have thought about very often, but that's exactly right. You know, spaceships, ships that are built to travel through the air or through space or whatever, they're not built to withstand massive amounts of water pressure or just pressure on them in general, because that doesn't exist out in space or out in the air or whatever. But when they're underwater, they have all of that water weight crushing them. So it's a very different thing to have a ship that can survive underwater versus a ship that can survive in the air or in space.
Wow.
So any sort of technology that is transmedium...
All three.
Yeah, it's a remarkable level of technology. Humans, certainly beyond the capabilities of humans. None of our spacecraft that humans have sent out into space or to the moon or to Mars or wherever could possibly have survived underwater. And our jets and, you know, the submarines are certainly not about to sprout wings and fly. I think that goes without saying. And the jets and the planes, the aircraft, they're not about to survive underwater either, because these are just all very different things. And that's what transmedium means. A type of aircraft or a type of craft that can operate in all of these different media. And it makes sense now that they've actually bothered to explain it half an hour later. But that example itself, I skipped ahead a bit. NASA's moon landing program launchers would technically count as transmedium because they blast through Earth's atmosphere and then travel through space. That makes sense as well.
And they get through... Well, I don't know. Does the moon have an... No, the moon doesn't have an atmosphere, right?
No. But even if it did, you know, it would be a thinner atmosphere than what is here on Earth, so it would have no issue cutting through that atmosphere. So I guess technically that makes sense. I would not have thought about them as being transmedium either, but sure enough, they do start out on Earth, they travel through the atmosphere, and then they can travel through space. So that's transmedium.
But three is still pretty crazy. I never even considered that concept.
But that example itself shows why transmedium technology is so alien. We've only barely scratched the surface of how best to travel through the atmosphere and then adjust and travel efficiently through space. We haven't figured out how to efficiently travel through space. Amphibious vehicles here on Earth usually go from motor propulsion on land to motor propulsion on the surface of the water.
That's funny, because those duck tour ride type things are the first thing I thought of when
the
we started.
The what rides?
They're called ducks. I don't know if there's another word for them, but they're like, they're a car that tours you around a town, and then it goes into the lake, and you're floating around like a boat, and then you, but you're not underwater. You're just like
right.
A boat.
But those actually exist?
Yeah. Okay. I went on one when we were in Branson, Missouri when I was a kid.
So it's like a, it's a car boat, basically?
Yeah, it looks like a boat when it passes you, but with car with wheels, and then it drives into a lake, and you float around,
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah.
So, evidently, transmedium technology is real, but again, as you pointed out, traveling on the surface of water is very different from traveling under the water. Even in Star Trek, evidently, flagships avoid having to leave orbit and interplanetary atmospheres. The other interesting, I don't know why they even bothered to include that sentence. What a waste of...
Even in Star Trek,
right.
The historical account...
The other interesting term is cross-domain, or for the Pentagon, all-domain. Domain is defense shorthand for battlefield, or in the 21st century, the battle space. Boy, they are not doing a very good job of... The job of the journalist in these situations should be to clarify, to lift the fog, to make things make sense, not to make them more confusing. During World War II, you would have seen an analysis of domains in Europe like mountains or coastline, and those in Asia like rainforests or dense city environments. Then there were domains in other media, including naval warfare and air warfare. Well, they're still not clarifying what the hell they mean here. You may have guessed where this is going. No one has guessed where this is going.
I didn't at all.
Today, many global conflicts aren't even declared to be wars at all, let alone fought in these traditional ways along predictable lines. Domains now include cyber attacks and other technology-based strategic advantages like cybercrime or Facebook bots. And as highlighted by the United States Space Force, our defense capabilities are headed for the stars. I'm not sure that's the case, and the idea, it saddens me so much that humans are so hell-bent on fighting over Earth and little pieces of land on Earth that they're going to take that fight out there into space or whatever instead of pooling their resources to explore space together. It's like, if we could stop bickering and fighting with one another long enough, really, we're just going to turn space into a new domain to fight one another?
Yeah, that's horrible.
If humans actually do that, it's proof that humans weren't meant to survive the eons, because that's a disgusting level of petty. But what are your thoughts? Should we secure space before the Russians do? 603-283-61.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.